Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. And now, play ball. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Power reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. Causey moves to third. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a pop-up towards the mound. Stigman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 1 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher strikes out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hall. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Hall steals second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. Harrelson moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhaals hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stigman strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0 for 1 in the game. Wickersham strikes out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Causey moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wickersham covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhaals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-2 in the game. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball 4. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0-for-3 in the game. Simulai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Bosefield now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simulai. Batty reaches second base with a double. Mincher goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhaals hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 3 in the game. Stigman is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Rollins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosefield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rollins moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 4 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Mincher hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosefield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power now playing first base. Lenny Green now playing center field. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Edwards out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 3 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Alozic pinch hits for Ted Bosefield. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to third. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 4 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Cimoli reaches third base with a triple. Del Greco scores. Alozic goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Twins. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.